Spurgeon Devotional, the morning of October 29th. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven. From Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9. This prayer begins where all true prayer must commence, with the spirit of adoption, Our Father. There is no acceptable prayer until we can say, I will arise and go unto my Father. This childlike spirit soon perceives the grandeur of the Father in heaven, and ascends to devout adoration. Hallowed be thy name. The child lisping, Abba, Father, grows into the cherub saying, Holy, holy, holy. There is but a step from the rapturous worship to the glowing missionary spirit, which is a sure outgrowth of filial love and reverent adoration. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Next follows the heartfelt expression of dependence upon God. Give us this day our daily bread. But further illuminated by the Spirit, he discovers that he is not only dependent but sinful. Hence he entreats for mercy. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And being pardoned, having the righteousness of Christ imputed, and knowing his acceptance with God, he humbly supplicates for holy perseverance. Lead us not to temptation. The man who is really forgiven is anxious not to offend again. The possession of justification leads to an anxious desire for sanctification. Forgive us our debts. That is justification. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That is sanctification, in its negative and positive forms. As a result of all this, there follows a triumphant ascription of praise. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We rejoice that our King reigns in providence, and shall reign in grace, from the river even to the ends of the earth, and of his dominion there shall be no end. Thus, from a sense of adoption up to fellowship with our reigning Lord, this short model of prayer conducts the soul. Lord, teach us thus to pray.